My hands are still covered in the dried blood of the COs that tried to stop me from getting to you, my precious pet. Seeing you again and sharing that intimate moment drove me absolutely fucking crazy. Every second after I was pulled away was like surviving the death penalty over and over. I knew I had to get out. I will admit, it did feel good to slaughter those that tried to keep me put. Not a fucking chance. I'm sitting outside your house right now, my pet. The fact that you're still at the same address is all the confirmation I need that you want me back. That you're sorry you turned on me and you're ready to make amends. I know you'd do anything to make it right for me. Just thinking about your obedience is making my prison underwear fill up with my erection. I slide my sticky hand inside to adjust, but when my blood-coated fingers make contact, I groan and start gently tugging. The tackiness of the blood pulls on the thin skin of my cock with every stroke, and is no doubt getting it all dirty. I watch you enjoy your evening. Lucky for everyone, you're alone. No stand-in or replacement for me in your life. That's my good girl. I edge myself outside your window as I watch you finish dinner, clean up, go to the bathroom, watch a little TV, and eventually venture upstairs to your, our bedroom. I close my eyes and watch your bedtime routine in my mind like I was there. You're nothing if not a creature of habit. I lean back and look up, and within seconds, just as I predicted, your light turns off. I go around back and lift up that rock that's not a rock. It's for the spare key. This was the final test to see if you're waiting for me or not. A grin snakes across my mouth when I see the shiny key still in there, waiting for me to come home. Cock still hard. I enter the house. The contrast of how I left my previous residence to how I entered my new one is almost laughable. The screams, the blood, the death, to the gentle calmness of having a key and entering with no effort at all. I have to cover my mouth to keep from giggling out loud. Climbing the stairs one by one, I hear whimpers coming from our bedroom. Immediately recognizing those sounds and dripping pre-cum into my dirty and blood-covered underwear. Arriving at the top, I look and see the bedroom door is half open, making sure I can slip right in, I imagine. So I do. When you've been locked up for as long as I have, you learn how to move very, very quietly. I'm in the shadow of your doorway now, my silhouette outlined by the moonlight from the window behind me in the hall. Your eyes are closed, legs spread, nothing covering you. And your fingers are hammering into your pussy just the way I used to do it to you. I slide the homemade shiv out of my pocket and grip it tight in my left hand. My other pulls my pants and underwear down and let them fall to the floor. The sound of clothes making contact startles you and you almost scream as you instinctively slap your hand over your mouth. The wet hand that was just buried in your cunt. I step into the light of your room with my hands full, knife in one, dick in the other. You see that it's me, and I can tell you recognize me, but the panic doesn't fade as quickly as I expected since you've been waiting for this. I step out of the garments that were around my ankles and make my way toward your bed. You take your wet hand and slide it back down to your pussy. There she is. I approach your side of the bed, gently pumping my dick, your eyes glued to my movements. The moon hits it, and you pull your head back a little in surprise when you see that my dick is coated in blotches of red. My hands are stained, and the blade I have still has bits of people on it as well as blood. That doesn't stop me from dragging the tip up your inner thigh from your knee to the crease where it meets your body. The fear is back in your eyes, and I'd be lying if I said that it didn't make this sweeter. Letting go of my dick, I reach and grab you by the hair, pulling your face closer to my cock. I feel resistance despite my grip. You're fighting it. I lean down so my face is in yours and pull the knife up under your chin to growl that I didn't gut all those people to get to you just to have you cower from me. Now, suck. You gasped, but asked if I would clean myself up first, that I have blood all over me. I smirked as I told you that I may have physically killed those people, but this blood is on your hands, my pet. They didn't have to die, and they wouldn't have if you didn't do what you did. I think you owe it to them to suck me clean. Remove their blood with your mouth and swallow their life force along with my entire fucking length. I would hate to have to duct tape your head to the wall and fuck your face like it was your pussy. I twirl the tip of the knife blade under your chin so you know I mean business. You've always been sick, just like me. You just try to keep it hidden. I can see it in your eyes, the involuntary lip bite, and the way you just reached for my dick and pulled it to your face. Without any more protest, you start bobbing your head up and down my filthy cock, your spit coating me and your hands stroking me and scrubbing it clean, specks of bloody saliva marking the sheets, from tiny droplets to globs, depending on how hard you gag on it. Feeling you swallowing after every few passes of your lips up and down. Such a good pet, cleaning me. Your fingers still assaulting your cunt while I watch. I climb into your bed and push your legs apart. You take your fingers out, but I grab your hand and put your fingers back. Oh no, I'm gonna fuck you with your fingers inside you at the same time. And together, we are going to stretch you so hard that you're going to feel like I'm ripping you open. Then, maybe, you'll have a fraction of an idea of what you put my heart through this whole time. Your slick two fingers hook in and stay planted. My spit and blood-soaked dick using your fingers as a guide as I slide the tip down them, following the path until I meet the smallest bit of hole left unfilled. I push my hips forward slow. As much as you broke me, I don't really want to tear you apart. So I take my time, until your body finally lets me in. A loud hiss darts from your mouth as you arch your back in pain, but the way you arch your back just forced me more into you. My thick cock and your two fingers now taking up every speck of room inside your tunnel. I fuck slow, every few thrusts spitting down onto the top of my dick to keep us lubricated. My grip of the knife looks like I'm going to slam it down and stab you at any second. I know I'm not, but the look in your eyes isn't as sure as I am. And that little bit of doubt both hurts and makes me fuck you harder. As I find my rhythm, it gets interrupted by a phone call. Your phone shattering this perfect moment. Who the fuck is calling you this late? Rage fills my body as I grab your phone and look. I can feel your heartbeat in your cunt, pounding against my dick inside you. I see a name. A man's name. A name I don't recognize. I hand you the phone and tell you to answer it. If you tell him I'm here, you die. If you tell him to call the cops, you die. If you do anything other than tell him to come over right now, you all die. You answer, and I thrust. A moan comes out before you can even say hello. I can make out the voice on the other end, and he sounds like a piece of shit. I slam into you harder, imagining that I was wearing a condom laced with razor blades. You did move on. Who is this fucking guy? I pump in and out increasingly faster. Your moans match the impact my body makes with you as you tell him you're so horny, fucking yourself, and need him. You look me in the eyes as you say the words, I need you to come. Now, I need you here inside me. Tell me you'll come. Tell me you're going to come for me and take care of this. Sneaky. I knew what you were doing. You want me to come in you, wait for this guy to get here, and take care of that for you. You are still my baby after all. You just kept moaning, please come. I can hear him sounding confused and saying that he's on his way. Before you can hang up, I erupt inside you. Your eyes go wide and you scream, hurry, come. And I can't stop. I pound you so hard that on the last one I hear a crunch. You inhale so deep and I grab the phone, hanging it up before you let out a scream. I broke at least one of your fingers that was in you. By accident, of course. But I didn't want this soon-to-be-mutilated motherfucker hearing what sounded like pain. You pull your fingers out as I pull my dick out. Red and white cum follow and flow down your asshole to the bed. At least now we have sheets we can dispose of this guy in because these are ruined. You stay here, little pet. I'm gonna find something to tape your finger with while we wait for your soon-to-be ex-lover to arrive.